This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Is there anything that warms the heart of somebody you love in your life, hopefully a female, a mom, girlfriend, wife, daughter? Nothing's better than surprise flowers. Today only, that's right, today only, get one dozen assorted roses for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. Roses always make the ladies in your life feel special. At this price, no brainer. If you've never tried Pro Flowers, give them a shot. Won't be sorry. $19.99 for a dozen assorted roses and a free glass vase. This great deal on classic roses is good for today only. That's right, today. Here's what I want you to do. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention my name, Colin. Or better yet, go to proflowers.com. Click on the mic, upper right side. Enter the password, Colin. That's proflowers.com. Click on the mic, type in Colin. Nothing more special than surprising the ladies in your life with one dozen assorted roses.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we stay busy the rest of the week. A lot of football time, and we sprinkle in all the other things that are going on because we're into conference on the high school side. Had some cross-country yesterday, got state golf and an unbelievable score shot yesterday. But today, it is our Husker lunch. We are back with football tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're in Manhattan. Today, we're at Cunningham's Journal and the loft. We're not in the loft. We're just right on the main floor looking at all the beautiful televisions, sports centers on, Randy Moss moving on to Minnesota. But come by and join us because Sean Callahan is this week's guest from HuskersIllustrated.com and various other outlets where you hear and see him, of course, does the daily Big Red Report right here on ESPN. We will be here from 11 to 12. Then Sean will take over here at Cunningham's. We'll talk to Sean right before the end of the show and then lunch here at Cunningham's. Kitchen's open. They're working on all the items on the menu. Brisket, that's where I had to stop right there. It didn't matter after that. Pulled pork, all kinds of other things that we'll tell you about. So stop by. Have lunch today. Here's Sean Callahan's breakdown of the Huskers so far. Preview of the Kansas State game. Then you can ask all the questions you want. You're not here all day. We'll have you back to work by 1 o'clock. If you can only pop in for 30 minutes, do that. We'd love to have you here. Plus giveaways, Doug and Daddy t-shirts, and all that as our Husker lunch is sponsored by Complete Nutrition. Continue as we're at Cunningham's the next couple of weeks. So come by and see us today, and we'd love to have you. Coming up on the show today, we'll be talking Husker football with Sean Callahan. We'll be talking high school football with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. And we're going to talk a little UNK football with Russ Martin of Shadron, as they get ready for Shadron State. The Lopers, Russ Martin, kind of almost hamstrung because of all the injuries that are occurring. And we'll talk to him about how they have had to make some adjustments to the football team here midway through this 2010 season. So that's all coming up on the program today. And we are live here at Cunningham's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center.
Doug, obviously, though, the big story of the day nationally has been the Randy Moss trade and people out there swerving their cars this morning when they heard only a third-round pick given up for him. I say, hey, you only have the remainder of this season. You got a bye week. What a perfect time to get rid of him. They weren't going to pay him anyway. You got to get something in return. Looks like the Patriots just continue to stockpile draft picks in the next 3-4 years. They will become the team to beat in the NFL once again. It's pretty much that simple, I think.
Well, Chris Carter, of course, who has kind of been in Randy Moss's court when he got into some trouble, tried to consult him a little bit. He spoke earlier this morning on Mike and Mike. The future possibly looks bright for the Minnesota Vikings. But will Randy Moss be the Randy Moss of old? Right now, they need him to be a big-time receiver. They don't need him to be two deep balls a game and hopefully catch one touchdown receiver. It's going to be interesting. Brett Favre will be there, and you would have to assume Randy Moss will give him respect, much like I think he gave respect to Tom Brady.
But you go back, you get Sidney Rice back. Adrian Peterson should be effective running the ball.
Someday.
That deep threat.
You're going to have Adrian Peterson, but Sidney Rice, Percy Harvin with the headache. Sidney Rice is still way down the road and coming back. By then, the Vikings better have won some football games, or it won't matter that he's back.
Well, you're getting four in 4 weeks. You'll get him back, but you got Percy Harvin, you know, in that intermediate threat. You think you got Randy Moss back as a deep threat, something they certainly haven't had this year. Yeah, I think it's great for the Minnesota Vikings this year. Teddy Bruschi kind of tearing Randy Moss apart, saying, you know, he's starting to become a distraction in the locker room, wasn't doing what was asked of him. You know what? There's been no reports of that. Now, but that's inside locker room talk. You know, that's fine. If they wanted him to be the good Randy Moss they wanted him to be, then pony up and pay the man what he deserves. What has he done for your franchise the last 3-4 years for you? He's done nothing wrong. He's been a stand-up. You know, if you could ever put model citizen and Randy Moss in the same sentence, he's been that for the New England Patriots. They don't want to pay him? Good, he's out of there. You don't have to worry about him anymore. You got Danny Woodhead. Throw to him.
Yeah, who they're already making fun of, Colin Cowherd making fun of him this morning. 888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Broadcasting live from Cunningham's here till noon. Then our Husker Lunch with Sean Callahan, who will be here shortly, and we'll be chatting with him a little bit later on as the day progresses. So we invite you to come in, have lunch, talk some Husker football, because tomorrow night is game night, Daddy.
Yeah, you know, and really, let's be honest. At noon today, the weekend starts, because you're not concentrating tomorrow on work. Then you're all hungover all day Friday. So you might as well just come down with us, enjoy an hour of Sean Callahan, and then start your weekend.
Mike, you got the game here tomorrow? Oh, yeah, Mike's got the game here tomorrow at Cunningham's. Whatever time you want to tailgate, right here at Cunningham's. Upstairs, outside, right here in the main foyer where you can see all these great televisions, have your favorite food, drink specials. They're going to be there for you. Mike, come on over here because I want to talk to you. Put that headset on, turn it around, do whatever you got to do. Mike and the great gang here at Cunningham's, we're looking forward to having the Husker Lunch here today. We get to pop in from time to time throughout the season and talk to Mike, and then sometimes we pop in here when we're not working, which is even more fun. But, Michael, thanks for having us, man. Things are looking great. Your food's getting ready to go. We're looking for a big couple, 3 days here to take us all the way through NFL Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, big win tomorrow night. Thanks for coming out tonight, guys.
Well, we're glad to have you. I mean, tell the folks, I mean, we know what's going on today. Tell the folks what is going on tomorrow for the game.
What do we get tomorrow? We get game time about 6:30, so that means pre-game in about, what, 3, 4 o'clock?
Then, right?
Maybe
one.
Maybe 7 a.m. What are you guys up to? I'll be here whenever you guys want to be here.
I'm going to get my big red chair.
There you go.
I'm going to sit outside until he unlocks the door and then tell everybody that this is the place to be. Just every time we come in, and it's not that far apart anymore, and you just continue to see improvements. And pretty soon we're not going to be able to hang out in the courtyard because it's going to cool down, but still beautiful out there. And it looks like everything's coming along inside as well. You guys make improvements like every day.
we're moving along. It might be a little slower than some, but, hey, we're getting there. You know, this remodeling project's been ongoing, but it's starting to kind of change and look good. But we got some TVs up. We got all sorts of sports. So, you know, tomorrow night we've been getting great crowds to the game. We're going to still have the grill on. All those great grilled skewers that you guys love so much.
My favorite.
Bacon.
You know, I like that steak deal.
Yeah. Hey, and we're going to have it for you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. What else? Anything else we need to know about? I know you're running around here staying busy, so.
Yeah. You know, it's been a great end of the summer, and we're getting into fall and stuff. The college kids are back. So we've got a great band tomorrow night after the game, Mojo Flow. They're from Ohio. They got horn section and great vocals. So it's going to be a great post-game party. And, of course, after that big Husker win over the Wildcats, I guess. We got something else on the board in there, but for radio purposes, we'll say Wildcats.
Mojo Flow Fo Show.
All right. That's right. See? Oh, Daddy's already into it.
We got good times. I mean, it's Wednesday at noon, Husker Lunch, and, you know, Monday is a long way away. Why not just pay the rent here at Cunningham's? Great place.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of like Daddy's idea in terms of the weekend, just starting about noon tomorrow, maybe noon today.
Yeah, like I think that. It's...
I think I'm all about it.
Well, maybe you're getting ready to head to Shadron, you know, with no Husker game on Saturday. Maybe you're heading to Shadron, too.
That's right.
Stop down on Friday night, talk to your friends about it, get the group ready. Go Saturday morning, get back here Saturday night.
Hey, sounds like a great plan to me.
Always got
I'm all about it.
Always got fun going on, Mike. Thanks so much. Thanks for having
us. Hey, thank you, guys.
Here at Cunningham's Journal, the loft, the courtyard, all the great things that are going on. And we're going to be talking a lot more Husker football. We're going to be talking UNK football. Russ Martin going to join us here in just a couple of moments. But I mentioned the chair, Daddy. We have it at the studio. It's a big old boy. Whether you want it at home, whether you want to take it tailgating, I guarantee you very few folks have BICO's big red chair. It's available at their two locations in Grand Island, which are located on South Locust and on North 281, in Hastings on Osborne Drive East across from the Quality Hotel, and York just north of the I-80 interchange. Stop at BICO and check out this
cup holder.
Yeah, that's the first thing Daddy noticed. It's huge. It would hold two to three normal people or one Daddy. It holds up to 400 pounds. It's 60 inches tall, canvas and aluminum tailgating chair. It's all red except for the black fixtures that hold it up. Comes with a carry case, a soft cooler on the side so you can put your whatever in the side there and don't have to get up until it's time to get up. Makes a great Christmas present, makes a great present for any Husker fan. I'll guarantee you, you think they got everything, they don't have the big red chair. You can check it out online at BICOonline.com, BYCOonline.com. That's BICOonline.com. The big red chair. Pick it up today. Plenty of other Husker gear as well at BICO, Grand Island, South Locust, or North 281 on Osborne Drive East in Hastings across from Quality Hotel and just north of the I-80 interchange in York.
Douglas, I can't wait to see how many BICO chairs make it down to Manhattan. I think there's going to be a great contingent of Husker fans for a Thursday night game.
You know, strapping it on top and getting it down there and putting it in the motorhome, and it's going to be a fun time.
I also can't believe that you would start to know that Corey Pavin's wife influenced the Ryder Cup. Did you know this?
Yes.
She is the one that had the rain suits. He is the one that told her she could put the designs on the rain suits. She wanted the stripes down the sides, their names on the back, the stripes around the arms. Well, when you do that to a rain suit, it's called stitching. It puts holes all over the rain suit. Like with needles and thread, it's not really that complicated. I'm not explaining nuclear theology here. I'm just telling you.
Nuclear theology?
That's a class at Harvard.
Wow.
I'm just telling
the
you.
The Lord is into physics.
I'm just
imagine that separation of church and state. Daddy just came up with a term. You're on the wrong station, Rush Limbaugh.
I'm just telling you, when the seamstress put all those, it was a sewing machine. The needle goes through. Americans are getting drenched. They got drenched. Now she's catching some flack for it. They're kind of tearing her apart. All over message boards. She's catching a lot of heat for this.
Who cares?
You do. You're the Ryder Cup king.
They didn't have any problem.
She sabotaged your team.
They didn't have any problem the opening day. They had a problem when the sun was out. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot of Husker talk. Major League Baseball playoffs begin today. All of a sudden, it takes a backseat to Randy Moss, which it should not. We've got a tripleheader for you right here on ESPN Radio. We joined the pregame following the show, and that first game up, let's see, would it be the Yankees playing at noon 30? Oh, hell no. Again, it will be the wild card Yankees playing in prime time tonight on the road, but that's good because it's for Minnesota. But Tampa Bay, nobody goes to those games anyway, so why wouldn't you have them at 12:35? They're going to be taking on the Texas Rangers. Then the Reds take on the Phillies, who's everybody's choice in the National League. It seems like that'll start at 4:05, tonight at 7:35. Yankees and Twins. The Braves-Giants series begins tomorrow night. You can probably catch the end of that after the Husker game as that gets underway on the West Coast in San Francisco. So all of that action, tripleheader today, tripleheader tomorrow, Major League Baseball right here on ESPN Radio.
See, Doug, you know it's Major League Baseball when you start looking up the lines for the games and you see that over-under. 7, 7, 7, 6.5. The pitching comes to the forefront, and it should be low-scoring games. Lipsicum from the Giants and Derek Logo against one another. 6.5, the over-under. They think it's going to be a 1-0, 2-1 ball game. Should be some great defense, great pitching going on all throughout these playoffs. Can't wait.
As long as Atlanta wins. Rapid fire. Let's do it right now. Who do you got? You got Texas or do you got Tampa?
You know what? I've got Tampa Bay. They've been the leader kind of
Yankees,
since the start.
Twins.
The Yankees are playing terrible right now.
Twins, Tampa Bay.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
So Daddy's got Tampa from the American League. Let's go to the other side. Cincinnati, Philly.
NFL, easy.
And then you got Atlanta, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, Philly?
Philly.
And then you got Philly to beat Tampa. I don't even have to ask you that. I'm going to go with the Yankees to beat Minnesota, just so I'm happy either way. Either I'm right or they're out. Tampa Bay, Texas. You know, something tells me that Tampa Bay is ready to just say forget it. I mean, it sounds like everybody's going to be leaving that team. Something doesn't go right. I like David Price. Enjoyed watching him pitch in college. I'll step off the map here, and I'll take Texas to take on the Yankees.
The only team to never won a playoff series in baseball. The only team in Major League Baseball to never won a playoff series in baseball. Texas Rangers.
Well, that changes here. So I'm going to take Texas. Then I'll take the Yankees to beat Texas because that's I had them day one. Then on the National League side,
The Yankees in the World Series, huh?
Yes, I do. I had Atlanta, yeah, from day one. Same reason. I got tired of picking against them and having them get there, so I thought I'd pick them and have them not get there. I'm taking Atlanta to beat San Francisco. Huge game tomorrow night. Huge game. If they can find a way to beat Lincecum, then they're in great shape because then they have the better of the pitching rotation and then get to play at home in games three, possible four. So I'll take Atlanta. You know, I want to take Cincinnati, but, boy, Philly is good. So I'm going to take Philadelphia, coming from the toughest division. Atlanta, at the beginning of the year, I had Atlanta beating the Yankees. And so that's what I'm sticking with because, you know, that's the way it goes. I'll take Atlanta over the Yankees. I just had to pick a couple of those series. You've got Philly beating Tampa Bay. So those are our selections for the Major League Baseball playoffs. It is Husker Lunch. A lot of football talk continues when we come back. Our UNK Loper Link offensive coordinator for the UNK football team, Russ Martin, will join us. Also, Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com, who's speaking here today at our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's starting at 12 noon. Come down. They're serving lunch, all kinds of great food. And then you can ask your questions of Sean. He'll have a short presentation. We'll have you back to work if you want to be by at least 1 o'clock. And also Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. We'll take a break, be back, and talk to Russ Martin with our Loper Link right after this. Time out.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser.
On a PC, Mac, or smartphone.
With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources.
From anywhere.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The American League Division Series on ESPN Radio. Game one of the Rangers and Rays.
Crawford is back at the wall, jumps, and he makes the catch.
It's the opening day of the Major League Baseball playoffs Wednesday at 12 noon, right after the Doug and Daddy Show. Rangers and Rays, followed by the Reds and Phillies and the Yankees and Twins. It's the Major League Baseball postseason tripleheader Wednesday, starting at noon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Winds will also stay to the north at about 5 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a light and variable wind. We'll dip back to around 40 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Oh, no, I heard them bad boys coming. Can't stop now. Gotta continue my running.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Of course, don't forget, folks, that if you're going to be at home over the weekend, a lot of things going on, all you have to do is order in some Godfather's Pizza at 234-9444, located on North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. They're open 7 days a week, 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, on the weekend, Friday and Saturday, from 11 to 11. Delivery every day while they're open. They've got room for private parties, full catering services, and of course you can save by getting their coupons online at godfatherspizza.com. Check out godfatherspizza.com. Save on all of your favorite pizzas and all the calzones and all the great things that they have, whether you're eating in, carrying out, delivery. Don't forget their lunch buffet, served 7 days a week from 11 until 2, only $6.50, and includes the salad bar. Delivery, though, that's the way to go. You know, if you're sitting on your couch, well, I'm not looking at Daddy. But anyway, 234-9444, 7 days a week. Well, we are ready for our Wednesday Loafer Link, and Daddy will be interesting to talk to the offensive coordinator here at UNK, Russ Martin. Teams don't want to let you know how banged up they are. I mean, people wanted to know why the Huskers weren't doing more in football last year. Then all of a sudden the season's over, they say, well, his arm tore.
Our offensive line couldn't walk.
Yeah, I mean, our depth is all banged up. We've got a lot of problems when it comes to that. And UNK has a little bit of that. And you can only, I don't know if hide's the right word, but you can only hide it for so long. And we're going to talk to Russ about that. Our Loafer Link brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. Open with all of your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loafer gear. Look good while you're rooting on the Loafers like everybody did at homecoming by stopping at the College Store. You can go online, thecollegestore.com, and by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Russ, thanks for coming down and joining us today here for our Husker lunch at Cunningham's. You're healthy.
I'm healthy. I just don't have any eligibility.
Well, Coach, I guess, and again, how much can a guy talk about it? Where are you at? I mean, you guys have been able to string together a couple of wins against mid-level RMAC opponents the last couple of weeks. Very, very banged up, and I'm not sure people realize how banged up you are. We've talked about it with Daryl a couple of times. I guess assessing your career and over the years here at UNK, maybe if this is as bad as it's been or what it compares to.
Well, it's certainly one of the worst years with injuries, and it seems to be that it's always kind of been the same position. About my first or second year here, we had a tremendous number of injuries in the offensive line where we got to the end of the season, and we had had basically not one time did we ever have the same offensive line starting. And we've kind of been that way this year in the backfield. We felt really coming into the season that the running back spot was going to be one of the deepest spots we had, and all of a sudden, we're getting into last week and the last couple weeks, and we're down to our fifth tailback, and we're bringing Stephen Rush over from the defense, who's a defensive back, to play a running back for us because we didn't even have anybody else that was there already. And so it's been a little bit of a struggle from some of that standpoint, and it changes some of the things you do because we ask a lot of our backs, not just from the run game, but also a lot from the pass protection. And then they're also heavily involved in special teams. So it's had an effect in basically every area. We've had several of those guys on the defensive side. Jake Richards in the Omaha game, basically, again, I mean, he comes down and, you know, is out for the season with some injuries. So it's been a tough year in a couple areas in particular. In the offensive line, Eric Pikerich has come back out and came out after basically after the Omaha game because we were down so thin. We basically had about six guys to play five positions. So, you know, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but our players have answered and stepped up, and we've been able to be successful.
Russ, how much has it had to change going to more of a ball control attack? I know you guys want to go no huddle and starting the season off, you're thinking, boy, we're so loaded the running back, let's move Lease out here, provide us another weapon on the outside. Kaiser's out there. We're going to put up 45 points a game. All of a sudden, we got to take a step back and say, guys, let's huddle this thing up and take some time off the clock and help our defense a little bit.
Well, it's had an effect on it, and we still like to be some up-tempo, but we got to try and control it a little bit more. And that's kind of the plan even going in this week is basically keep our defense off the field. We felt when we had all of our weapons, we felt it would be very few times during the course of the year we would have three and outs. And we felt we could really put a tremendous amount of pressure on a defensive team and wear them out. And I think really that's kind of what happened to Omaha in the second half. I think in the fourth quarter in particular, it really showed. We were able to run on them very successfully and do some things we hadn't been able to do. But at the same time, when we were fully loaded, so to speak, Brendan Lease is a tremendous weapon as a runner and as a receiver. Rustin Gring is an outstanding runner and receiver. We had a lot of guys that can do that. Well, now we're kind of down to a standpoint that we've got to kind of back off a little bit of some of the things that we were doing and say, all right, number one, let's make sure we're not going to lose the game and give us a chance to be in this thing and get some plays going as the game goes on. And that is a little different philosophy for us.
Offensive coordinator Russ Martin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for our Loafer Lunch. How has this affected your quarterback, Jake Spitzelberger? Obviously, maybe not chucking the ball as much the last couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, we had a real tough game out at Western, a little bit better completion percentage this week. How has it affected him?
Well, I think part of it is I think in some cases, Jake's tried to take a little too much on himself. He knew that we were going to have to use him more as a runner on a couple of things, to have a little bit of a run game, and I think that he's put extra pressure on himself trying to make or create the big play. And and that's one of the things we've been talking to him about of we want to distribute the football around. And if we don't, it's going to make us strictly a one-dimensional team. And if we do that, I think it's going to be basically digging our own grave. And so he's been very good this week as far as understanding the game plan going in. We know we've got a few guys that'll be coming back. How many plays we'll have them, we're not absolutely sure. But it's a standpoint that we know we've kind of got a little bit more diversified attack this week.
Everybody knew going in Kyle Kaiser on the outside was that main threat. He was your deep threat. He was your speed guy. We've been waiting for another receiver to emerge to say, hey, Kyle, you're fine. Once you move on, I'm going to be right here to take this deal over. Have we had that guy? Is Eli Hamming starting to become that guy?
Well, Eli's done some good things, and he stepped up at times. We need him to continue to step up on a consistent basis. We felt Brendan Lease, as a receiver, would take a tremendous amount of pressure off of Kyle. And unfortunately, Brendan got hurt in the first game against Wayne. And coming back last week, he had to be in a backfield. And so, we haven't been able to really line up and take some of that pressure off of him in a couple things. And so we've got a couple of younger guys that continue to get better. But, what we want is we want them to kind of have a breakout game, too.
Heading to Shadron on Saturday, I'll ask you if it's the toughest place to play in the conference. This seems to be the number one rivalry. Shadron is not the top five team that they had been there for a few years with some guy that's playing for the Patriots. I don't know what's going on. Give us what you see out of Shadron, and how tough is it to play up there no matter who you got on the field?
Well, it's a fun and it's an exciting place to play. Coach Morris has been talking to our players that up there, the people hate us, so to speak. And they'll have all their T-shirts out. The last time we were up there, they had the orange shirts with the big target on it and the antelope in the middle and, all those kind of things. But it's a fun and it's an exciting environment to play in because it will be a packed house. And the people know and they understand that there's kind of a natural rivalry here. And I think that, you can go back in the history of time for a long time. Kearney had basically kind of dominated that rivalry. And then there was a stretch in there where Shadron kind of dominated that. And now over the last six, 7 years, it's been pretty darn equal in that. And I think even over the last six, it's been 3-3. And those games are all generally within a touchdown. And that's kind of what we told our players. We expect it to be a tough game up there. And regardless of records, you can throw all that out when you go there. Or if they come here, when these two teams play, it's going to be a barn burner, and it's going to be the team that takes care of the football and the team that executes the best for basically four quarters, and if need be, into overtime to win a game.
Russ critical two-game stretch here, both on the road. Pueblo's ahead after this. It doesn't get any easier, certainly, but obviously taking care of business. This one, have you saw, since you've been in the RMAC, I mentioned this to Daryl, Andy Avalos before the game the other day, I said, you guys are going to take these guys down, aren't you? And he said, it's going to be a fight. He said, those teams aren't, they're not the same ding-dongs that you just roll in and blow out 59-7. I mean, it's not like that anymore. The gap is closed.
The gap is closed, and I think the big thing you've seen is all the teams have gotten better. And I think a lot of that goes to credit to the coaches in the conference of doing a better job of recruiting some solid athletes and really being good on some of the things. When I first came in, there were several teams you knew you were pretty well. As long as you didn't just play totally sloppy, you knew you were going to win. It's not like that. I can go back, and I think Coach Avalos' statement is very accurate the last couple weeks, because those teams do have some quality players. I know that, as we've looked at Chadron coming up and stuff, they're an outstanding football team. They went down to Pitt second game of the year, and Pitt scored two drives in the first quarter, and after that didn't hardly do anything. And Chadron's defense just shut them down. And it's kind of been the same thing. You look at Chadron's offense the last couple weeks, they have just been controlling the football on people and grinding it out and getting first downs and doing things and putting up some points. So, I mean, I think it's very much a case that throughout the conference, things are evening up on stuff.
Doug, I want to ask him, we got you on the radio. Daryl said he made the call. You told me you made the call. The reverse pass, which was so successful over the top, you told me you made the call. I talked to Crocker, said he made the call. Then Andy Havilow said, hell with that. I was over there. I said, call that now. Was it you or Daryl or who actually did this?
Well, here's the deal. We knew we had it set up, and we were hoping to basically run that as soon as we got possession. Well, then Adams kind of kept the football on us a little bit there that quarter. And so right when we did get the ball back, we were going to call it. And we were also in that stage of the game where time was becoming a little bit more of a factor. And so let's just say this. Let's say that Coach Hoffman and I, we had been talking about we wanted to run it. But yet, I before we called it, I said, okay, Coach. I said, it's there. I said, do you want to run it or do you want us to eat up clock? And Coach Morris gave the final okay. He said, run. And so, it came out.
Is it fun to know when those plays are going to work? You got the people coming up and run support, and you're thinking, this is kind of picking. This is not fair.
Well,
right,
it is, and that's one of the things we tell our players, that usually in a course of the game you're going to get one shot. And when you get it, you got to make it work. And they did. And so we did a great job with front line of sealing penetration, and Justin threw a nice ball, and Kyle just kind of had it all set up. And
It wasn't Coach
nice.
Crocker, and it wasn't that. Okay, we got that.
Well, it wasn't you, most importantly. Russ, thanks for coming down and spending some time with us today on Loper Link, and best of luck on your travels the next 2 weeks, and go take care of those Eagles.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You bet. The offensive coordinator of the Loper football team, Russ Martin, joining us here on Loper Link on this Wednesday, where that's not all that's going on with UNK. Volleyball team, a winner last night in four sets. They went four sets with Chadron, but it was like, kick their butt. God, you're so bad, we're going to put in our young kids. And Chadron won the third set, or close, and then they kicked their butt again in the fourth, 25-10. True freshman Katie Sokolowski out of Kearney Catholic, career high, 13 kills,
hey.
Four players in double digits in kills. They will host Bellevue tomorrow night at 6. Plan is get that done so you don't miss much of the football game. And then they have another home game coming up on Friday at 6 o'clock. Soccer team is home this weekend, Friday and Sunday. So all that going on. We told you about the tennis earlier in the week. Sarah Wissing was 11th at the golf meet that they finished up in Gothenburg yesterday. So once again, a lot of good things going on for the Lopers.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time. Everything's rolling pretty good right now. Hopefully that football team can keep it going next 2 weeks. I think it's going to be just absolutely huge, whether they're going to win an RMAC title or whether they're going to finish in second, third, or fourth place.
Well, we got to get that cup the last two times before we get on out of here. So our Loper Link on this Wednesday, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. They offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with all your textbooks, the cheapest, they guarantee it. You can ask the manager for all the details of the great savings, and you can shop online as well at thecollegestore.com. Bob.com, located just south of the Health and Sports Center. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep coming up. Sean Callahan joins us live here at Cunningham's Journal, where today's Husker Lunch gets underway at 12 noon. Stop by and check out all the lunch specials today. Barbecue pork and chicken sandwiches with two sides. French dip, brisket, barbecue ribs with a side. $5. I'm going to go look for change on the floor. I think I can pay for lunch. We're at Cunningham's. Come down for the Husker Lunch back after this.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a master angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Winds will also stay to the north at about 5 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a light and variable wind. We'll dip back to around 40 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting ready for our Husker Lunch here at 12 noon at Cunningham's Journal, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition. Bigger, faster, stronger, I don't know about longer, but maybe endurance is the word I'm looking for.
Well, it's cheaper, 22% off, yet today, because the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month, Preferred Member Day, the Complete Nutrition, that's right, exclusive weight loss products, sports nutrition, vitamins, they're all 22% off today yet. You still got time. Check them out. Located north of Sunmart and Kearney, or call them at 338-1FIT. That's 308-338-1FIT. 1348 is how you spell that out. If you got a BlackBerry, sometimes you don't know. What's the numbers? 1348. That's what it is. Complete Nutrition, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Preferred Member Days, 22% off everything. They've got trained professionals to get you what you need, whether it's helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass. Nobody does it like Complete Nutrition.
Daddy, you know that sometimes our listeners have my back, have your back, have our back. Well, Adam and Holdridge says it's a sad day for one Doug Duda and your very own Adam and Holdridge. You see, I was going to send an email making fun of Big Daddy for uttering another daddyism earlier on the show today. But lo and behold, after doing all of 15 seconds of research, I discovered a book titled Nuclear Theology, written by Kevin Little. It does exist, even if it's the 7 millionth best-selling book on Amazon. So, Big Daddy, to quote Happy Gilmore, I'm stupid, you're smart. I was wrong, you're right, you're the best, I'm the worst, you're very good-looking, I'm not attractive at all. That's from Adam in Holdridge.
Hey, thanks, I don't appreciate that.
Let's talk to Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Bob, good morning, how's it going?
Very good, and now that we've referred to Big Daddy as some sort of literary genius, this show, what little grip it had on reality is slowly leaking away.
Well, let's just move on.
I'll be honest. I thought once we got past maybe the pictures in Field and Stream, Tony was lost when it came to
National Geographic Wars. Bob, let's talk a little football. A lot of great games coming up this week, but we always like to look back to what went on last week. There was a couple of games out there last week that may have already decided district championships in the first week of district play for some schools. What stuck out? What's in the column this week? What did you have coming out of last Friday's football games?
Well, the number one thing, and it's not just a local story, it's a state story, was Bertrand's win over Loomis. This is where Tony puffs up like a peacock. But, you know, I actually saw that play on a clip on TV, and it kind of looked like a fair catch. But the point is, Dahlgren got the ball. He spins away and scores, and Bertrand has a win. And, you know, that's one of those deals where you just can't take things for granted. Loomis had looked basically just untouchable. And Bertrand had its moments, but you kind of wondered. And, you know, this is a big breakthrough win for Bertrand, and it'll be interesting. I wouldn't doubt at all but what we'll see these teams play again in the playoffs. But that was probably as big as it got in the stuff that I was paying attention to.
Bob, one thing that stood out to me, and you start looking at playoff pictures, only 3 weeks in the regular season remaining. Sargent, who many people think is number one in that western side as far as the teams going, the team to beat, they chime in at 13th or 14th overall in the playoff standing. That is shocking to me.
Well, it wouldn't be all that shocking, Tony, if you took a look at who they'd played. And I'm a big believer in Sargent. I've seen him play. They're talented, and records don't always tell the story. Okay, but having said that, the teams they've played have won a combined total of something like 3 games so far. And they're going to play Cody Kilgore this week, and that will make it 4 games, because I think Cody's 1-4. And then they finish with Stewart, who's a nice team, and then they go to Mullen in the final week of the season. And Mullen's good. Mullen's got a big senior class. They've got a real good running back, kid by the name of Zach Call. Mullen's going to line it up tight and try and shove it right down your throat. Sargent loves, it's fast. It likes to run from side to side. That will be a great matchup.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Bob, one of the games that surprised me last week and now sets up a matchup this week is one of your games to watch. You know, we're going to toot the horn of the Bertrand Vikings. Somehow the Orgenic Clears are getting it done with less than 20 kids, and now they go to O'Neill, 2 surprise teams out of that district. And as you said, this could be for the district title. That's one of the many games in that part of the country because you've got Pleasanton going up to Loup City that's going to be interesting. You've got Gothenburg taking on Broken Bow, some teams from central Nebraska. They're going to have some interesting games. Some of these Class C teams better not get anybody hurt because it could change them in a heck of a quickness. Quickness, there's my word, a heck of a hurt.
Quickness. I think I read that in Nuclear Theology. That was the word that was actually in a subtitle, I think, if you look that up. Here's the deal. Yeah, that is. There's so many things to like about high school sports. Okay, especially high school football. Ord at O'Neill for the district championship would be one of them. I mean, O'Neill has won roughly 3 games more this year than they did in the last year and a half. And we got a new coach, Brock Eichelberger, who was at Ewing and got his team in a state championship and all that. He clearly knows what he's doing because he's taking the same kids that were inept last year. and have turned them into a good football team. They're not great, and neither is Ord for that matter, but that is a district where you automatically look at teams like St. Paul and Boone Central because of their pedigree. They're not quite, St. Paul's there, Boone Central's there, but, you know, if Ord finds a way to win this game, you know, because they really took it to St. Paul last week. And if they find a way to beat O'Neill, your chance close out against two winless teams, my beloved Central City Bison and Madison. And I gotta believe if Ord wins this, you're looking at 6-2 district champions, and that's a big deal.
Bob Jensen of Husqvarna Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as he always does on Wednesdays. Bob, I guess you go back to the area games that are big this week. Overton at Alma certainly stands out. Cambridge at North Flat, St. Pat's, Adams Central at Holdridge, all got an interesting feel to each one of them.
Yeah, and we've talked about Holdridge quite a bit last week. Like we said, that was a watershed game. It did not work out. I mean, Holdridge represented. I mean, they didn't embarrass themselves by any stretch. They got beat by a good team, but that makes it a little bit scary this week. Adams Central's really good. They've only lost to Crete and Aurora. Bill Carlin is, you know, just year after year, the man puts together good football teams. The Bender kid is a real stud. That's going to be really tough, even at home for Holdridge to hold up. Adams Central is probably going to win that ball game. Those other two games, Cambridge to St. Pat's, one of the great rivalries, one of the great places to play it is at St. Pat's. I that's one of my favorite games in the state to see when I get a chance. I'm going to get a chance because I'm going to go out there this week. I'm actually going to see part of that Broken Bow Gothenburg game too. But, I did talk to Josh Graves, and he says that Mike Schaaf will not play this week. Mike Schaaf's the All-Stater from Sutton, who's hurt both of his knees in the offseason. It's been a slow process coming back. But he did say that he expects to have the rest of his team ready, and he's been playing kind of shorthanded the last couple of weeks. Cambridge has not – they still haven't put that one game together. You know, they've put pieces, but they haven't put that one game. This will be a great week to do it. St. Pat's is a really good football team that's got an outstanding junior class. That's where the players are at St. Pat's. They've only got five seniors, three that play. That's going to be a great ball game. And, you know, we talked about Holdridge playing Beatrice. Well, it's the same thing for Alma. I mean, Alma's undefeated. Alma's done everything that could be asked of them to this point. I don't think there's anybody outside of Alma that expects Alma to beat Overton. And if Alma finds a way to beat Overton, then that changes a whole lot of things in the west half of D1. But, man, Overton has just looked unbelievable. Jacob Jensen has been just lights out. I talked to Coach Snodgrass yesterday, day before, something like that. Jacob Jensen is completing over 80% of his passes, which is that's an obscene number. He's averaging something like 16 yards a carry. those are make-believe numbers. So we'll see what Alma can do about that. I know that Coach Frex has really done a great job down there. These last couple teams have really put that program on the map. I know that they're confident and they are at home. And all I can say is we will know a whole lot about this game halfway through the first quarter, because if Alma can withstand all that excitement and frankly, the pressure, all the things that could happen in the first couple minutes of the game, catch their breath and start to play, they got a shot. But if Overton gets out early, it could be a long night for Alma.
Yeah, Overton doesn't lose many games if they get the lead in. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Get ready for our Husker lunch at Cunningham's Journal in the loft here on the Bricks in Kearney. Come out, have lunch. Sean Callahan's on hand. He's going to join us in a minute, order some of their great food. Bob, I'm going to entice you: French dip, brisket, barbecue ribs, barbecue pork and chicken sandwiches, sides. Oh, so good. But let's get back to football. That'll whet your appetite. You mentioned rivalries, Pierce, Norfolk Catholic, Millard North, Millard West, but it's Pierce, Norfolk Catholic week. And I don't think we're hearing as much about those two teams this year, and they're still at the top of the rankings.
Well, here's the deal, and I guess I'm going to stand by this until I'm corrected, as I am virtually every week. But to me, this Class C1, it goes Norfolk Catholic, long pause, somebody else, okay? Norfolk Catholic is by far the best team in C1 right now. I don't think that's up for a lot of debate. It could come up for debate on Friday night, okay? Because there's no better. I'm sure there's some as good, But there's none better, and there's certainly few, if any, as intense as Pierce at Norfolk Catholic. He's number one against number two. These are two teams that look forward to this game in that special way that high school teams look forward to playing a game. Norfolk Catholic's at home. Pierce is going to have a lot of things go right. I've seen both of those teams. Pierce has got a good team. They're tough. They're always physically tough. They know what they're doing, and they don't make very many mistakes, usually. Norfolk Catholic has got not much size, but, man, they can run. And they got a bunch of offensive linemen that go 215 that, I mean, you know, they pull all five positions in the line. I mean, they can go sideline to sideline to block people. Jeff Beller is the coach up there. His boy Jordan has stepped in a quarterback. He's just a sophomore. He's been really good. I don't know. It's Norfolk Catholic game to win. I could see this maybe getting to be one-sided before they're done. We'll see what happens.
Bob Jensen joins us every Wednesday. Check him out online. Get subscribed to the paper, not just for football, but for basketball. He talks about, you see him all over the place, whatever the sport is. And there it is, every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Other big games that we'll talk more about as the week progresses. But, Bob, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy your lunch wherever you may be today.
Yeah, it ain't going to be no brisket. But let me ask you one question before we're done, Duda. You are the pride of Ord, Nebraska, which frankly says a lot about Ord, Nebraska. But what do you think is going to happen Friday night? Are the Champs going to be able to pull that off?
You are asking me to jinx my alma mater by putting confidence in them? That is not the way we roll in Clearland.
All right, very good. I'll do it for you. Ord by 12.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Okay. I love your Bernie Madison confidence. Have a good one.
Okay. See you guys later. Thanks.
See you, Bob. Yes, but Husker Land Prep Report. I wanted to talk more, but this week is Bernie Madison North Platte taking on Kearney High. And, of course, Bernie, for those that are new to the area, coached Kearney Catholic for numerous years. You got Grand Island, should get a win at Lincoln High. Hastings is going to go to 4-3 after they beat the worst team in Class B. Unfortunately, York just doesn't have it going on. It's going to be, Northwest plays Aurora, but outside of that, Tony, I think all the Tri-City teams have a chance to win on Friday night, and that doesn't happen very often.
No, that's exciting. That's what we want. We want as many teams around here to make the playoffs and make deep runs in the playoffs so we continue to follow them all fall along. And let's be honest, I said it earlier this week, 3 weeks, and half the teams in the state are done playing football. Three Friday nights left.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. A lot of football. Tony and I will be in Loup City for 5-0 Loup City, 4-1 Pleasanton on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Another top 10 battle, Silver Lake Giltner, ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull, 1550, York and Hastings. And then also coming up this week, Adams Central at Holdridge on 1230 KHAS. Should be some great football. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. John Callahan's going to join us for a couple of minutes, and then he is going to address the crowd. Look at that. There's some brisket. There's a barbecue pork sandwich. There's
chicken.
A French dip. Yep, there's a chicken. All you have to do is come down and join us for our Husker lunch today, folks. It's going to be going on starting just a little after 12 noon. Sean will address the crowd, give everybody a chance to enjoy their lunch, talk Husker football, how they've been going so far, and also answer all your questions as we get ready for the Big 12 opener tomorrow night against Kansas State. We are live. Sean Callahan is here. He's going to join us. Come down to Cunningham's and enjoy a great lunch and talk some Husker football. Make your way down here. Cunningham's General Maloft on the bricks, north side of the bricks, here in Kearney. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Never know how. This fall, spending $3.99 could save millions. Stop by any participating Napa Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center and pick up Napa's All Out for the Cure limited edition hat, benefiting Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Keep breast cancer top of mind by showing off your know-how. Hurry into Napa now or visit NapaOnline.com for more details.
Napa know-how. Why wear your heart on your sleeve when there's your head?
Never know how.
The first of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
The first of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
With good to very good crops in most areas, combined with rallying grain markets, Production Ag just doesn't get much better than this. No one knows on what day or what price this bull market will end, but we do know with certainty that it will come to an end. Opportunity requires action, and AgWest Commodities has been assisting producers navigate markets and manage price risk for 11 years. Check us out with a no-obligation 60-day free trial of our services. Give us a call at 866-WE-HEDGE.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go AgWest.
So live your life. Hey. You steady chasing that pit bar, just live your life.
Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us as we're just a few minutes away from getting our Husker lunch underway at Cunningham's Journal. We've got some folks already in enjoying the great lunch specials. Get a barbecue pork or chicken sandwich with two sides, potato chips, potato salad, whatever you want. They're going to put those on there for you. How about you get a French dip, barbecue ribs, brisket, comes with a side, $5. How can you beat that? Sean Callahan's been munching on some of it. What'd you get?
And it was definitely a deal for $5.
Daddy, you're having all of it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have one of each.
Hey, while you're setting back,
pick all three combo.
I'm going to give you an all four combo for $18.50.
And then Daddy goes home and does what he always does. He takes a nap in his lazy boy recliner. He can get a lane if he wants to at Bruce Furniture, the place to be in Kearney, Holdridge, and Hastings. They're open for you to get all that you need. You can see them on Facebook. They're there for you online at brucefurniture.com. You can check out all of their information. You can even check out some of what's going on in the store. There's special offers there. That way you can go down. You don't have to spend 3 hours at the store if you don't want to, because you've already got a good idea of what you want. They deliver, and they take out this. How many people do this? They'll take away. They bring in a couch. They'll take away your old couch. They'll take it wherever. You want it at the dump, they'll take it there. You want to take it to an auction, they'll take it there. You want to take it over to the brothers or the kids, they'll do that for you. And it's no extra charge. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and yes, to our listeners in Alliance here at Cunningham's for our Husker lunch. And the featured speaker today, Sean Callahan, as we get ready to go to Manhattan tomorrow. Sean, man, it's been a while. I don't think we've had you on the air since that South Dakota State debacle. Now that the time has passed, was it a debacle?
No, I mean, I think it was a wake-up call more than anything. I mean, let's be honest. Nebraska didn't want to play that game. The coaches, in my opinion, probably weren't as motivated to prepare for that game, and they just thought that they could show up and walk through the motions, and little did they know that South Dakota State was going to compete, but they were going to have to play a game. And I think South Dakota State was the type of 1AA team Nebraska wouldn't want to play, because those players on that team actually understood Nebraska football and the tradition, and it meant a lot to them. It wasn't like some podunk 1AA school that came from the middle of nowhere in the South. I mean, this was a team that really wanted to be here to play this game, and Nebraska didn't want to be there, and I think that's what you saw on the field, and it was a learning lesson for all.
Sean, I guess if one good thing comes out of that game, it was nobody got hurt bad. I think everybody's pretty healthy. We're getting a couple people back for the Big 12 opener in Kansas State.
Yeah, you know, I think this team in general, Marcell Jones should be back out there. I don't know how much they'll play. Yeah, but no major injuries. This team has been healthy all season, you knock on wood when you say that. Will Compton is getting closer. I would not be surprised if maybe we saw him on the practice field next week. It wouldn't surprise me. I think Oklahoma State game, maybe even the Texas game, he could be available again, and that will be huge to get him back out there on the field.
I thought it was interesting yesterday after practice, somebody asked Coach about if his plan is to get the second-string quarterback into the game or if they'll play it by ear, kind of like they did last football game. What are you seeing with this quarterback position and how they're trying to distribute the snaps?
Well, it's a touchy thing. Part of me thinks there's a side of them that wants to make sure Cody Green stays sharp and also happy. I think if they didn't take care of him and at least give him an opportunity each game, I mean, the odds of him sticking around are slim. I mean, I really think there's some strategy behind it, you know, just behind the scenes. But if the game doesn't allow it, they're not going to give him a series. I mean, they're not going to put him in there. But if they can get him in there and work him in that one second quarter series, they're going to continue to do it. The unfortunate thing is he hasn't looked good the last couple of times he's been out there, and that really clouds your vision as a fan, as a coach, if you want to take that risk again to put him out there.
Sean, I guess defensively, everybody seems to be worried about the one series against Washington where they ran the ball right at us. So I think a lot of people are concerned about the defensive line. Bo Pelini, not in the least, it doesn't sound like. Your thoughts on that?
Well, their scheme they run, Tony, it's different. I mean, it's about not giving up the big play. And Nebraska says, fine, you can dink and dunk us for 3 to 5 yards, whatever. Sooner rather than later, you're going to have to pass it, and you're going to be in a third down, and you can't run it on 3rd and 6. So I think that's the point of the scheme right now for them, and they think they have the best third down defense in the country, especially when you have to pass the football. And they're fine with you dinking and dunking 3 or 4 yards because they know sooner or later you're going to have to go down the field on them. And if they wanted to load the box with 8-9 guys, they could, but that's just not the philosophy that Bo Pelini believes in of this scheme.
Sean Callahan is joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show live at Cunningham's. Come on in and enjoy the Husker lunch today. You can have a barbecue pork or chicken sandwich. They've got barbecue ribs, brisket, French dip. Sean's going to be talking about the season so far, his thoughts on Kansas State. You can ask Sean questions. We'll have you back to work if you want to be by 1 o'clock today, and then we get ready to take off for Manhattan. Sean, Nebraska, say what you want about Idaho. Okay. But a lot of fans seem to think that, okay, Washington and K-State are the first should be good opponents. Washington had Jake Locker, and as we found out, that wasn't much. K-State's got Daniel Thomas. Questions on defense for both football teams. How comparable are they, and is K-State's defense going to be able to put up with the Huskers?
Well, you look at K-State, they've got probably 2 NFL guys on their team, Daniel Thomas and then that defensive end they have, and that's about it. I mean, Nebraska talent-wise is in a whole other league when you look at their roster compared to Kansas State. The X factor, 2 X factors, Manhattan, Kansas, the home game, Thursday night football, and then Bill Snyder. I mean, those are the 2 things that I think if this game was in Lincoln, people wouldn't really be giving Kansas State much of a chance. But because it's in Manhattan and because Bill Snyder's on the other sideline, that's why you respect Kansas State, because Bill Snyder's done it for too long, and he knows how to keep the game close. He did it last year in Lincoln. He really kept it close. Daniel Thomas ran the ball in Nebraska better than any running back did all year, I thought, in the first half. So that's why you worry about this game, because of that man, that old man on the sidelines, Bill Snyder, that's been doing it for a long time.
Well, obviously getting them back to prominence is why he always had an office there. And then he just moved his stuff back in when things weren't going well, and I think that does concern a lot of people. Other than those 2 players, though, Kaufman really does nothing to concern you. I mean, back there, any other concerns for the Nebraska quarterbacks?
I think their offense is not near as good as it was a year ago. I thought last year that Brandon Banks gave them a deep threat. They don't have a deep threat now. I mean, Brandon Banks, a couple of those balls were off the mark. He could have had touchdowns in that game last year against Nebraska. They almost beat Nebraska and Lincoln. That game was close. I mean, 17-3. It was 10-3 in the third quarter. Then play action play to Niles Paul made it 17-3. They played them hard, and I expect it to be the same way. I just think they're going to have a hard time stopping Nebraska. Taylor Martinez, Roy, Cody, I mean, Rex, I mean, those 3 guys together, it's going to be hard to stop. And I think you know, Taylor has come a long way over the bye week here and kind of looked at the game a little bit differently.
Sean, how's Niles Paul? He's got a lot of criticism lately, putting the ball on the carpet from the outside. If anybody listens to the talk show, he's been the one player that people shake their heads and say, you got to stay in it mentally longer than he has. How's he responding to that criticism, or does it even faze him?
Well, he's definitely upset about it. You know, Niles is one of those guys that every game it seems like he has the one blow-up, whether it's a penalty, a fumble, a drop, something. And he's got to eliminate that phase from his game because it's going to come back and hurt Nebraska. It cost him the game last year against Texas Tech with some of those mistakes he made that allowed them to get down in that game. And, you know, you've just seen him do it. And he's a senior now. He can't really be having these breakdowns that he's been having.
Sean, last question, then we'll let you get out of here about 5 minutes away from turning the microphone over here at Cunningham's. A lot more folks rolling in now that it's actually noon and getting their lunch ordered, and we're going to have a good crowd here. So come on in. There's still room for folks, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Some teams have got a Big 12 game under their belt. K-State has. I don't think that makes a huge bit of difference because everybody's got the three or four games. But we're really now getting into the Big 12 season. It's a little different than some folks thought it would be at this point. Nobody saw Texas with two losses. Nobody saw Oklahoma State doing what they're doing right now. In fact, a lot of people thought Oklahoma State might be the worst team in the South. What's the story in your eyes?
Well, I think the North is better than people think right now. Iowa State beating Texas Tech opened my eyes. And Georgia losing in Boulder to Colorado. I mean, that let me believe that Colorado, if they beat Missouri this weekend, which is a big if, they could be the team to compete with Nebraska for the North. I mean, I was impressed.
He's picked them 6 years in a row. Finally, maybe they're...
I was impressed with
the
way...
I also said Texas Tech one, but I'm just Sean's talking.
They moved the ball on a SEC defense, you know, and Big 12 teams have not done that very well over the last 5 years. I mean, the SEC defenses have owned Big 12 offenses when they've met up, and Colorado moved the ball. That was a game... Okay, Georgia's not good.
Right.
But they had to win that game. I mean, for Georgia, they had A.J. Green back. He played his ass off in that game, played an unbelievable game. And they had to win that game, and they lost that game. So Colorado's opened my eyes. I mean, I'm pretty impressed with what they look like, even though that Cal game is obviously a bad loss for them. But I'm not impressed with Oklahoma State because I don't think they've played anybody. I really don't. I mean, their non-conference schedule was not tough. Did they play anybody really good in the non-conference? I mean, Troy was their most quality win right now. So,
he's actually beat them in the last couple of years.
I mean, I think they're a team to watch, but to me, the South is down. I mean, this is probably the worst year of the Big 12 South that we've seen in a long time. Gerard Johnson, he had that shoulder surgery on his arm. He's not the same quarterback after the surgery. His balls float in the air, and he just doesn't look like the same quarterback from a year ago.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, hey, when the South Downs or one.
Well, Sean, we'll see. You're back again in a couple of weeks.
Zipple will be at Cunningham's next week for us, right?
Yeah, that's right. So
two back-to-back.
Is Texas screwing us by losing twice in a row and taking the luster off this game?
I think for Nebraska, all they need to worry about is beating Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do it 2-0, I think Bo Pelini will take it.
but leave it to Texas, though. When we want them to come in undefeated, we want this huge game. We're not going to get it. You know, nationally, from a national perspective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's been disappointing. The UCLA game and then, obviously, Oklahoma. I mean, those are – I thought Oklahoma was going to beat Texas anyway. They're not good on offense. They're terrible on offense. And until they get it figured out, it's going to be a long year in Austin.
Sean, we'll let you go finish your sandwich and talk to the masses. And by the way, we'll let you go, Sean. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. See you tomorrow in Manhattan.
See you in Manhattan. They have one of the best press box meals in the Big 12, Tony, just so you know.
Well, something to keep in mind, though. I appreciate that.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, joining us here from Cunningham's. Danny, if you're the Wymore Chamber of Commerce, don't you start hanging signs up saying, no, there is no construction. Everybody that's going to Manhattan, go ahead and take Highway 77. Come through Wymore.
Yeah,
Wymore's got to be going, what? What? Who put out this story that there's going to be one-lane traffic on the way through Wymore? Take an alternate route.
They have the gas station sitting there, the only place that has any beer in town, going, no.
But keep that in mind. Go to Huskers.com. The story's all over the place that there could be some traffic problems if you're going down in the next couple of days. Also, before we get out of here, Nebraska and Oklahoma are talking about scheduling a football game, but it might not be possible until 2021. And the reason they're talking that is it would be the 50th anniversary, good God, the 50th anniversary of the game of the century.
Well, anytime you can continue that rivalry and let them, you know what, if it's 21-31, you know what, Husker fans will take it, even if both teams are going to be in the, we hope, the elite of college football then.
Here's a quick rundown of anything that you may have missed. The Major League Baseball playoffs are coming up next. Randy Moss has been traded to the Minnesota Vikings from New England. Nebraska volleyball at Missouri tonight. Hear it on The Breeze, 94.5. Watch it on Nebraska Educational Television. UNK volleyball a winner last night. Ashley Axford of Pleasanton is the GPAC Volleyball Player of the Week for Doan. She's just a freshman. Hastings' Liz Herbert is the Libero of the Week. High school volleyball last night at the Heartland Event Center. Grand Island won a heck of a match against Bellevue East. And Danielle Lemick shot 66. This is a high school female junior, shot 66 yesterday to win the district tournament at Grand Island.
Oh, now I've got a girl.
66.
I've got a girl in high school I want to punch now. How is that possible?
Outstanding.
This is a start to a Val Skinner story. I mean, this is an unbelievably talented. I know there's people out there that go, I wouldn't go watch a girls' golf meet. You know what? I would go watch her.
She's outstanding. On the other side of things, the Nebraska men's basketball team picked to finish 10th by the Big 12 coaches. And Luplac Conference yesterday, cross-country meet. Ord wins the boys, followed by Adams Central and Gibbon. Gibbon's Dylan Eckel, the individual champ. Adams Central wins the girls, followed by Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. Ravenna's Shania McCormick is your winner. And that's going to wrap things up. Merritt, let's get on out of here because we're ready to put Sean Callahan in front of the group here at Cunningham Journal. Still come on in. If it's a late lunch, you can roll in at 12:30. Sean's going to be talking Husker football. Come in and have lunch. They've got great specials, including barbecue pork and chicken sandwiches with sides, French dip, brisket, barbecue ribs, only $5. It is outstanding. The folks are really enjoying it here at Cunningham. We want to thank Sean Callahan. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, Russ Martin, offensive coordinator at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, with their football team tomorrow. The voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Joe DeMeo will join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, so email us all your fantasy questions. And Danny will be live in Manhattan getting ready for the Huskers and the Cats.
Yeah, take the rest of the week off, folks. So we'll see you tomorrow on Duck and Danny's Show, 1416 Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!